Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, 313 live from Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash. I'm the Southwest Texas Day-Day Crew, as always, with my brother Greg DeMarco. What's going on, brother?
Good evening, man. I'm just had, I can tell you this is going to be the best show we've had in a couple of weeks because I'm not producing it.
Man, I was going to say, the theme song plays, so... So it couldn't have been you.
Yeah, you knew.
Yeah, I
couldn't
really
even
knew.
Get the theme song playing, you know. The return of the theme song.
The return
of the greatest producer in the history of production, Martez Ale. And speaking of production,
yes,
what a production he put on Sunday, dude. Hell of a party.
Yes.
Man, I had so much fun. I enjoyed WrestleMania. It was, man... Quite awesome time, man. Awesome friends. Awesome atmosphere. Big screen. It was, man, everything.
Man, what
I
about
hoped
that
it would
Fiend,
be and more.
The first match. What about the first match on the big screen? The Fiend versus Randy Orton, dude. Now,
that
those entrances were
surprising to say the
entrances
least.
Were cool to
that
see
was...
on a big screen.
Yeah, I'm almost kind of disappointed that it was a betrayal and not a sign that Alexa Bliss is an even bigger, you know, a bigger power
entity.
Than she is.
Yeah,
yeah,
because
entity,
well, actually,
that's a good
actually
word.
the Monday Night Raw after WrestleMania, that's what she was talking about. She was talking about how. She was supposedly weak when she was a regular Alexa Bliss and whatnot, and then when the Fiend abducted her and whatnot and took over, that she became the darkness with him. And then I guess when he got burnt or whatever from Randy Orton and whatnot, that she didn't feel so protective from him and whatnot, and she feels like she's a bigger power and a bigger entity than the Fiend itself.
I think she could have been that bigger power. And the, you know, proverbial sister Abigail, and kept them together because I thought it was real good stuff. Like, where do either one of them go from here? Off on their own way?
Oh,
is
yeah.
she going to lead a dark faction against him and perhaps the faction he builds? I hope they do something with it. Let me just say that. I hope it goes somewhere.
It should. I believe that it should go somewhere, but... What I think is WWE, they're going to end up scrapping this. Well, I hope not, but they might end up scrapping the whole thing because what I remember and reading and listening about is Bo Dallas was supposed to be in cahoots with Alexa Bliss and be that like the Imposter King, but the Imposter Fiend, and you know, go against the Bray Wyatt. So. But today they actually let Bo Dallas go. They let a couple people go today.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
the
biggest name
I have seen.
Look, the biggest name that I seen them let go was Samoa Joe. It was Samoa Joe. It was Bo Dallas. Yup, they let Samoa Joe go. Bo Dallas, Samoa Joe, Kalisto, Wesley Blake or something like that. The Iconics and some other people.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Spring cleaning.
Yep, that's what's going on right now. And actually, wait, talking about that, our very own Matt Breeding from New Breed Wrestling, he said if Samoa Joe was at the right price, that he would actually have some Samoa Joe at New Breed. I could see that.
Me too. And that'd be one of them times that it would be really cool to be friends with a promoter.
Right. No, for sure, man. But it's just too sad, you know what I'm saying? As many accolades that Samoa Joe has, former X Division champion, former tag team champion, former United States champion, former TNA heavyweight champion, former NXT champion, he could have won that championship back when he was feuding with AJ Styles, and that was an actual good feud, and an actually would have been a good time for them to, you know what I'm saying, let Samoa Joe win the championship.
They, in the story with Brock Lesnar, I believe that Samoa Joe could win.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. But it was just
a story that was built well.
That story was built well. I do like the way that they built Samoa Joe as a bigger heel or whatnot than Brock Lesnar. But my thing is, I think it would have been a better time for him to win the championship from AJ Styles, because, you know, they had a big, you know, and WWE should have played the cards right, you know what I'm saying, because they were both in Impact Wrestling, they both did their thing, and they could have both, you know what I'm saying, they could have played that thing so well if they would have played their cards right and got the footage from, you know, when they were young in Impact Wrestling and or in TNA and all the way into their WWE days. And, man, that could have played so well.
Hopefully we can, you know, transition into some stories moving forward. They say it's a new season.
Yeah. But my thing is what
I mean,
WWE
we got the return of fans.
Because AEW is already going with crowds, and kudos to AEW for that, you know what I'm saying? But also kudos for AEW hitting the 1.2 million viewers without having NXT as competition on Wednesday night.
I think that the move for NXT is best for wrestling fans because they'll have more opportunity to see both shows.
Right. I was thinking the same thing, and it, you know, it gives wrestling fans not just that, but it gives more content on a different day, you know what I'm saying? Because as soon as NXT moves, everything else moves. So we got, okay, listen to this. We got Monday Night Raw. We'll have Tuesday Night NXT. We'll have Wednesday Night Dynamite. Or actually, look, actually, I'm
Don't
wrong.
Don't forget TNA.
It's Monday Night Raw. No, listen, it's Monday Night Raw and AEW Dark Elevation. You got Tuesday Night NXT. You got Wednesday Night Dynamite. NXT and AEW Dark. You got Wednesday Night Dynamite. You got Thursday Night Impact, and you have Friday Night SmackDown. And then your monthly pay-per-views from every promotion. Wrestling, now this is what wrestling is supposed to be about, because you can have, you even got Ring of Honor sometime on Thursdays, like also NWA Power. You know, wrestling can be wrestling again. You can enjoy wrestling without it being like a supposed war, like the Monday Night Wars and what the Wednesday Night Wars was supposed to be. But, you know, AEW blew at NXT out the water every week. So, you know, they moved, and so did everybody else. And now here we go. We got great content for every day of the week and every Sunday or every other Sunday for the month because of every other promotion and WWE putting out pay-per-views on Sundays.
And every weekend you got your local indie show. Support your local indie show.
Of course. Just like this weekend. This weekend
on Friday, my wife would say, don't you have a wrestling show to go to? Like, no, not tonight. This is one of them few Friday or Saturday nights with no wrestling. But we got wrestling this weekend.
We got wrestling this weekend as Horseman Return of the Death match comes out live from Brownstown, Michigan on King Road. What is that? Victory Gym. I'm sorry. That's gonna be weak. Oh, and I'm sorry to say, guys. Just looking at this flyer, that our guest for tonight, John Wayne Murdoch, has to reschedule, and he wants to see if we can possibly do it on Monday. But man, what an interview we had planned. And man, I was gonna ask him, you know, what it's like to be the first ever no holds barred American Deathmatch champion. And then for tomorrow night going, is he going to become John the Deathmatch belt collector for other promotions because he's the no-holds-barred American Deathmatch champion? He's also going for the Horseman Heavyweight Championship tomorrow night in a triple threat match. John Wayne Murdoch will face off versus your boy The Process, MM3, Malcolm Monroe III, and the Horseman Heavyweight Champion in the likable psychopath, Tommy Vendetta, in a three-way dance.
I hate
that
it.
I
don't think I want to see the one-on-one MM3 versus Tommy Vendetta match, actually.
I would love to see, no, I agree with you 100% on that. I agree, and I wish that we could see that one-on-one match. But
I would rather,
you know,
see Murdoch and Vendetta than the triple threat match even.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. And I would like to see that match. But also, we have the return of the old-timer. Jeff King will be returning to Horseslam, and another three-way match will be happening for the Horseslam Deathmatch champion as the champion Chuck Stein faces off against Jeff King and Statu Jin.
I say Jeff King is going to claim that Deathmatch championship.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. Jeff King is going to he's going to claim for the first time the Deathmatch Championship. And I can see
that
happening.
And will Chuck Stein have a new bat?
Oh, right. Will Jeff King have a new bat?
No. Chuck Stein.
Or not Jeff King, Chuck Stein. I'm sorry. Chuck Stein, will he have a new bat?
The poor bat. That was a sad moment.
You said what?
That was a sad moment. Very sad moment. Hopefully.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully his new bat can be everything Barbie was and more.
Oh yeah, Barbie's gonna be safe and sound. She's resting in peace, but I'm pretty sure Chuck Stein will make another one, or if not, make it more dangerous bat than Barbie.
Did you know that actually he didn't make it? they're like guys that make those is like a thing, like a business. There's like a guy. Oh. You got to call the guy. There is a barbed wire bat guy.
Oh, shit.
No shit. Yeah, another cool little thing I learned being involved in the wrestling business is I've been blessed to be. There's a guy you call for gear, you know, a guy you call for merch, and apparently there's a guy you call to get a decent barbed wire bat. And much like any trade, they will criticize one another's work. There is an art to wrapping a bat in barbed wire. And Chuck Stein's bat was like, you've seen them with a couple coils on it or whatever, but this thing probably weighed 15 pounds. This is like Thor's hammer. It was wrapped tight and thick. It's,
Nathan,
you still in?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
I lost
Hello?
You there for a moment. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh.
I lost you for
a
moment.
Yeah, I'm right here, but, yeah, dude, fucking, I've recorded so many matches with Chuck Stein in that barbed wire bat, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I have that pictures that one of the first shows Cherish had a lot of fun at. She, I got a picture
oh, wow.
of her holding Chuck's bat. They, man, she's swinging that thing around. She was quite lit. I was like, man, take that from her. I mean, not like swinging it at people, but like checking it out. Just I was like, whoa, whoa. Checking it out like, man. They,
Also, we get to see Mitch the Bitch take on our boy Chinstrap Jesus for the rematch.
Fuck, that's Chinstrap's bitch, Mitch Hewitt. Chinstrap's bitch, Mitch Hewitt. Now he should have to wear the
just
shirt
Mitch.
That says, "I."
Just, hey, it's just Mitch the bitch. Just Mitch the bitch.
Yeah, Mitch is a bitch. Fuck that guy.
Mitch is a bitch. Fuck that guy. So
yeah
that's gonna be another
Mitch
match.
Hewitt. And we're going to have him on the show here in a couple of weeks just to tell him what a fucking asshole he is. And he's actually, he's a bitch that has some balls because he has accepted our invitation to be on the show.
He just wants to be relevant.
Knowing fully well.
He just wants to be relevant and come on to the rated R. He's a bitch because
he's definitely
crossing
into enemy
territory.
He just wants
to be relevant and be able to... He wants to be able to be on the show. He wants to be like. So, I mean, whatever. Flattering. It's flattering. But fuck Mitch the bitch.
Yeah, I definitely give him credit for, accepting our invitation. But just know I'm a Matt Breeding guy. That's no secret. I don't care what heat that
Not
brings.
Not at all. And
I'm definitely
wait.
A Matt Breeding
I
guy.
I cannot wait to be... a part of the announce team, and we thank Matt Breeding once again for giving us the opportunity to do some announcing and calling some of the new breed wrestling that's going to be going on in the future.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm so excited and like I said, grateful that he's given us that opportunity to do it. So, yeah. Man, so this weekend, man, Horse Slam is going to be, man, I can't wait for that. So who do you got going in? Who do you think is going to win that triple threat in Jeff King, Satan Jin, and Chuck Stein? Who do you got?
Definitely Jeff King. He's fresh. He's hungry. He's coming off, but, you know, he took him a break, and I think he's going to come back a stronger, you know, I mean, the type of abuse a wrestler like Jeff King takes, and I'm not comparing him to the guy, I'm just saying wear and tear wise, is like Mick Foley-esque. So you got the guy had, you know, most of last summer, we only seen him, you know, he was, I mean, I take nothing away from Briar Wellington. He won the match. He beat Jeff King. He won the, you know, won that match. But
right,
Jeff King,
I remember that.
Now is, you know, finished healing. He's got glass out of his hand. He's had surgery. King is going to be ready. And you're going to have to kill Jeff King to pin him. He will not be involved in the pin if he doesn't win.
I totally agree with you on that because a fresh Jeff King is a dangerous Jeff King, man, because that guy gives it all for not just the championship that he would go for any match that he's in, but just for to give just the fans, you know, the Horseslam fans and just the fans in general what they want and what they, you know what I'm saying, came to see. It's not just a bloody match, but, you know, just to, for a wrestler to give his all. And Jeff King, man, like you said, just had his surgery, and a fresh Jeff King is a dangerous one because Chuck Stein is in trouble. I know Chuck Stein is a fighting champion and has been in some dangerous matches, but, you know, fresh Jeff King and Satu himself better watch himself going against a fresh Jeff King because Jeff King, man, is one crazy motherfucker.
Absolutely crazy. I believe that. Like I said, it's gonna take you're gonna have to kill the guy to pin his shoulders to the mat. He's I'm surprised
for sure.
He's not more interested in the title that he never lost, but he couldn't defend it.
I agree with you on that, he lost
to Briar Wellington, so I guess that's settled.
That does not settle it because he never got pinned for that championship. And we talked about that night when he faced Briar Wellington, and I told you, I believe that Jeff King is the rightful Horseslam heavyweight champion. And he may have got
defeated
that
him one on one. When he returned, Briar did defeat him one on one.
I know he did. But he wasn't actually the champion.
Briar was the champion
and walked in.
He was, but he did get the opportunity to reclaim his title. And then they were, you know, supposed to have mystery partner match.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, it wasn't able to happen. And so, but I think that Jeff King is absolutely deserving of a title shot. It just, I believe a lot's been established as far as the Horseslam Heavyweight Championship goes, that, you know, it shouldn't be that one now, but I absolutely would. And again, I would have liked to have seen Satu Jin versus John Wayne Murdoch and had the, you know, one-on-one, Chuck Stein and Jeff King. Oh, my God, can you imagine?
Yeah, dude, the possibility.
I mean, we're going to get a taste of that,
Dude, all the mayhem and chaos that could go on in a Jeff King versus Chuck Stein match for the Deathmatch Championship, dude, that would just define what the championship means to both men.
Staple gun,
light tube.
Chuck Staple gun, desert broken.
Thumbtacks, barbed wire, syringes from Chuck Stein.
Glass.
Dude, just the whole nine yards. Anything that could be used in a death match would be used in that match, in a one-on-one match. You're absolutely right.
And
I
would love to see how much punishment they can one-on-one.
Not just withstand,
but
dish out. To dish out also, not just to withstand the pain and everything that they can give, but just to, you know what I'm saying, dish it out. After you're taking all that stuff and all the blood that you're shedding, you have to still dish it out to somebody as they're dishing it out to you. As they're trying to pin you and take that championship or retain that championship, dude, There's no stopping neither guys.
No, there would have to be a winner.
There would. And that's what I'm saying. How do you not just withstand taking so much punishment, but dishing it out as you're bloody and tired and taking so much punishment?
Yeah,
like
we know Jeff King got a hemoglobin up.
Yeah. Like I was saying, we've seen Mickey Knuckles give Chuck Stein some of the, man, most gruesome fucking headbutts with a guts of plate that I've ever seen Chuck Stein take, dude. I've never seen Chuck Stein bleed that much as he took that match with Mickey Knuckles.
I've seen Chuck bleed a few times pretty heavy, but Chuck had made a post that, you know, he wrestled in Tampa and got his foot in the door with a pretty major promotion. So my point, Chuck Stein is, you know, could be a little low on hemoglobin there. Jeff King definitely got his up, but, you know, he's the AIWF Deathmatch Champion. He's, been defending the PWAS Tag Team Championships in pretty brutal manners on almost a weekly basis for the amount of time Pete and Chuck have been the tag team champions. They have defended the titles a lot, sometimes twice in a weekend.
And in different types of gimmick matches too, like when they faced off against Soul Taker and Moloch in that hardcore matchup. Now that match was
gruesome. That's what I'm saying. They've several hardcore matches they've defended the titles in, and they've defended them a lot. Chuck Stein is the guy's hard as nails, but definitely got some wear and tear on him lately.
Yeah, that's for sure, dude. I agree. He has had a lot of wear and tear, and it's been almost, you want to know what? I want to say it's been almost, what, like 6 months since they've been tag team champions over in PWAS?
Yeah, I've given Chuck shit about, because he was a champion like 3 times and was never the champion more than 24 hours. And it was 1 month or less it took him to lose the title to Drag King, who, man, he's been the champion for quite a long time over there.
Yes, he has, dude. And you know, Jesus, the match between him and Mikey Banker, dude, for that Crab Heavyweight Championship, and we have a new Crab Heavyweight Champion in the Drag King Logan, man. I mean, that Wrestle with Mania match, that whole
Drag
card,
King
man, was
King is definitely
just
a belt collector.
That is for sure, dude. Belt collecting is what he's doing, dude. He's, he was the intense, extreme intense champion over there next ICW before losing it to, the Proving Ground Champion, yes.
Dre
bad,
Jacobs was the extreme intense champion for 901 days before losing the title in the triple threat to Tommy Vendetta.
Yeah, there you go.
That's going to be exciting to see unfold. Justin Dream and Dre Jacobs, did you see that long Justin Dream promo with the... That was, man, scary. That was so good.
Dude, man, I...
There's, you know, the
I,
demon
you know,
sheep and the...
As you know now, you know, my truck is 100% fixed. I can't wait to start. I want to hit an XI show. I haven't been to one since the house party, the last house party we went to when I beat your boy, Jeremiah Goldmane, in the drinking contest. And, that's the last show I've hit since last year. I want to hit an XI show.
They actually, I'm pretty sure, are having another show out in Standish. That's being Easter weekend wasn't
thank you so much.
It was really hard way to real hard time to go to a traveling show that far. I gotta check out the next one. I hate that I missed it. Entire pay-per-view caliber card.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. For sure. The Rhino and DBA are the new XICW Tag Team Champions. Tommy Vendetta is the new Extreme Intense Champion. Dude, it's like the whole, and then the MM3, he retained his championship. Just like XICW, man, is top notch in Michigan. Between them and PWAS and Horseman all together, I mean, everybody in Michigan, kudos to everybody because they all bring something different to the table and they live by their names.
Yeah, and we have TKW here coming up next weekend.
Yes, TKW next weekend. They're going to throw down, and like they always do, TKW, man, they're always delivering when it comes to, you know, showing up and showing off.
Yeah, definitely some brutal deathmatch action going on there. And they're also, you know, another promotion going out of their way that,
hey,
you know,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Dude, I want to ask you a question, and this is going to involve next week's guest, dude. I don't kind of want to name his name, but I kind of like already gave it up. But, I mean, what is going on with everybody disliking Teddy fucking Hart?
Man, Teddy Hart's got heat. I've heard. Hopefully, you know, I mean, nobody really knows the guy's situation. I don't either. His latest arrest that they made a big deal about was an old charge that they were, you know.
It's about all that because I actually, that's why I was trying to get a hold of you last night because last night I actually talked to, well, last night, actually like yesterday evening, I was talking to his agent that which lives here in Michigan in Detroit. I was talking to him about getting Teddy Hart onto the show. He was going to actually do it tonight, but, you know, we couldn't come to terms. We came to terms for next week for sure, and this is 100%. Came from Teddy Hart. I got in hold with him personally. He called me on Messenger. He gave me his personal number, which I can't give out, but I have his actual number, and we're going to keep in touch during the week. But next week for sure, guys, Teddy Hart will be making he kept his promise, and he will be making his way to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast next week.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, he was good enough to let us know that, you know, it didn't work out the last time we had him scheduled. So he's no douchebag like some other people. I won't mention Danny Limelight's name, but...
Fuck Danny Limelight. But we got to talk to Martez, which I'm pretty sure Brother Martez won't have a problem with. But Monday night, we could be having a special edition of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast because John Wayne Murdoch wanted to reschedule for next week also, but on a Monday night because he was actually booked. He didn't pay attention, but he's actually booked for IWA Mid-South tonight. And he didn't realize that he double booked himself. But I mean, I understand what
they get so much hate on the internet that I think puts out and has a good product. IWA Mid South is that's good shit. That's Ian Rotten's company, and that guy gets a lot of shit for, like, you know. I mean, everybody has a past. He's, you know, there's people.
Yeah,
that
that's what I'm saying. And I told him that, you know, what I told, I told Teddy Hart that we're not going to bury him, that we're not going to, you know, if we ask questions, he doesn't want to answer them, he doesn't have to answer them.
Yeah. that's one thing. We never attack anybody, and we never try to come with surprises. But
no, not at all.
Mitch,
not at all.
When he comes out, you know, I think he expects to know that we are not his biggest fan.
Yeah.
That's his fault.
Right. I mean, everybody, you know, not like that. Everybody has a passion, everybody, whatever, whatnot, but I don't know.
I have a lot of friends that I'm friends with, and a lot of other people I'm friends with don't like certain people. I mean, it's just how it is, but I got no dog in that race, and if I have to choose between two of my friends that I'm not interested. Whatever friends making me choose isn't my friends.
Wow,
so,
dude. Everybody. Everybody.
People.
I don't know, but like
wrong.
I was talking to Teddy, like I was saying last night, he's a humble dude. He was like, you know, but he did, you know. I mean, it's not his fault, and everybody. He actually bought 5 tickets to that show that night, that WrestleMania weekend, that IWA show, or the ICW show. Or, yeah, the ICW show where John Wayne Murdoch, you know, confronted him and said he's a piece of shit and a prick and whatnot. But I don't know, dude. I'm kind of ready to have both of them on the show. We're not going to have them both on at the same time. But
for him to tell that story, he bought tickets to a show and was kicked out, like somebody trying to make some political point, but the guy, you know, I don't know, it'd be fun to ask him, you know, what it may have been just to be entertained and watch some, you know, wrestling, but they obviously already had other intentions, I would think. Why else would they just kick the guy out for no reason? Elke gave him his money back.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to have a Teddy Hart on their independent wrestling show? Straight on, seriously.
Dude, Teddy Hart is such a great talent. He's a heart, damn it. He's a fucking heart. And I believe
now it's clear. Teddy Hart and Tommy Vendetta. Teddy Hart and MM3. Dude,
yeah.
The match there could be Teddy Hart and Jason Page.
Because the crazy thing is, let me see if I can. Because Hannah Henderson actually said, hold on, let me look. Did you see her post?
Man, I haven't seen anything in days. I haven't.
Hold on, let me.
I've been working up at 6 o'clock in the morning and down at 11:30 at night.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. I think she erased it. Yeah, I think she erased it. Let me look over again.
Those are the juicy ones that want to get the elite.
Yep, it's been erased. Because she was like, don't fucking book Teddy Hart, this, and this. And then Peter B. was like, that's why I took Teddy Hart off the PKW show months ago. And some other shit. I should have saved that post, though. But it was crazy.
Just because somebody I'm friends with doesn't, Teddy Hart ain't never done nothing wrong to me. And I would still absolutely
say that. No, exactly. Exactly. He's never done anything to me, and he was pretty. Look, dude, Teddy Hart was off script. He talked to me. He's like, how's it going, brother? He was respectful. You know what I'm saying? And he was talking to me for a good 10, 15 minutes. And then he's like, sure, dude. He's like, I'll give you my personal number. Just keep it to yourself. He's like, He's like, we'll speak, you know what I'm saying, when we do the podcast. And I don't get by, you know. I mean, I understand, like you said, people have passed and whatnot, but don't let that, you know.
Eddie Hart might be the most controversial name in wrestling right now, too.
Oh yeah, that's for sure, dude. And I don't know. Teddy Hart is like very talented, dude. Last night I was watching some of his highlights, dude. Very talented. When he flies off a rope or when he flew off a cage, dude, he did it with so much grace, bro. It was ridiculous. Like his athleticism is just crazy. He's a hell of a fucking performer, dude.
It was so crisp when he was so young. It's not.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. Back in 05, like, I believe it was a velocity match. It was a velocity match, him and another person. I did not see who the other person was, but they took on the Basham Brothers, dude, and such a great match. I know they came up short, but, you know, that's what you get when you do a WWE tryout. You know, you're not going to take the automatic win unless they see something, but such a great match, dude, and he lives up by his last name, dude. He's... The Hart name, dude, he lives by that, dude, and he's, dude, he is what it is. He's a Hart, dude, and he's such a talented person.
Yeah, the wrestling is in his blood, and he's had other ventures, but no, the guy loves wrestling.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to give us a call, we're way late on this, but anybody want to give us a call, talk about wrestling, Teddy Hart, let us know what you guys think about Teddy Hart. Area code 646-668-8672. We'll talk about WrestleMania. We can talk about Raw, SmackDown, or Raw, NXT, Dynamite, Teddy Hart, John Wayne Murdoch, and dude, I'm ready to bring some of these deathmatch guys back onto the show, dude. G Raver's back in the ring. I want to get him back on the show and, you know, let us know what he thinks.
The Deathmatch 313 Wrestling Podcast. Check it out on YouTube. It's full of deathmatches. And, yeah, all this deathmatch stuff is going to give more opportunity to get more content on that channel. You want a few.
Oh, yeah,
some
sure.
Good bloody watches on there.
Dude, you got Mickey Knuckles versus Peter B. Beautiful. That was a hell of a match. Drexel versus Chuck Stein. You got Schlag versus Eric Ryan. Dude, man, you got so many matches on there on Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 213 on YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe, man. You know, like we say, support everybody. Support indie wrestling. Support wrestling. Support Antonio Frio on YouTube also. He got a lot of great content on there on his channel. You know, Pro Wrestling Ed. You know, look up those guys. You know, check out them guys. MIW, Rats and Rage, you know, everybody, give us all a subscribe, you know what I'm saying? We all work hard, you know what I'm saying? Just give us all, you know, if there's enough for everybody to eat, just give us a like, give us a subscribe, get them notifications going, you know what I mean? Just everybody does such great things. It's not just for, it's like saying there's only enough room in town for one promotion, and everybody brings something different to the table. It's just, you know, we all love the game.
So speaking of bringing something different to the table, Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, they don't just do wrestling. I mean, there's wrestling shows, but there's other shows, at, you know, check it out. Check out the archives. Check out, you know, I actually was on a sports talk in the D with our brother Martez, and, you know, talking about sports, there was a General Hospital star.
I was
going to
say that for the soap opera, everybody that likes soap operas, they got that General Hospital. He's got gospel, you know. There's nothing wrong with letting the man upstairs, giving a listen to him for the man upstairs, you know. There's a whole,
yeah,
there's a whole bunch of different variety of things that Open Talk brings.
Yeah, then wrestling fans have a variety of interests, and for anybody, you know, listening to this, if, you know, I encourage you to check out some of the archives and the other shows. See, there's a lot of cool people doing cool things, talking about, you know, different topics.
There's different topics, different events, you know, just everything different. And Open Talk Radio, that's what I love about the platform that we represent, because we represent Open Talk, but, you know, everybody, you know, everything's different. And that's what I love about this platform, that it brings not just a wrestling genre, but you know what I'm saying? It brings different platform or different kind of things that everybody would have to like and listen if they gave it a chance.
Absolutely. And there's also, you know, like I said, folks have a lot of interest and listen to a lot of different things, and it's hard to find a one-stop shop for a lot of things. And this is podcast platform.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? Talking about supporting everybody, you know what I mean? Justin Tilly, the promoter for TKW, the man over there, just posted the Horseman the poster for tomorrow. He said, go check out Horseman tomorrow. Go support your local wrestlers. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Supporting each other and giving each other that push. You know what I mean? Instead of like, oh, you know, I don't like that promotion, or I don't like that podcast because, you know, they're doing something different, or, you know, they got that person on their show and we don't got them on our show, or stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's all about bringing something different to the table, because if everything was the same, we'd all be on the beach with a drink of our choosing or whatever, whatnot.
Yeah, maybe. It would definitely be boring.
Right. And the world would be so plain if everybody was the same, man. Everybody's got to be different. And it's not like, you know what I'm saying, it's something that we all need to learn to do.
Yeah, I completely agree.
But yeah, man, back to this weekend. I'm ready for some blood, as Rivera would say. Are you thirsty for some blood? Are you ready for a return of the death match?
Yeah, I certainly am. That's one of them Friday night shows that are hard for me. They're especially as a guy who works Saturday, especially hard on me on Saturday, those Friday shows.
Sure, for sure.
I have a feeling it's going to be a long night.
God, yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, dude. And shout out to Jamie Finch, dude, for always bringing out them goodie bags, dude. She's always bringing out them goodie bags.
Yes. Who doesn't love a goodie bag?
Shout out to I love her goodie bags, dude. I always, every time I go to a show, I have to have one of her goodie bags.
Oh, yeah.
And then, dude, I cannot wait for her to come to the baby shower, dude, because I'm pretty sure she's going to bring a run this onesie for my son. I'm ready for that. Run this onesie.
Yeah, definitely. And check out Atlas Hightower merch, man. It's, to me, the best deal at any merch table is the Atlas Hightower merch, straight up.
That's for sure, dude. Because, I mean, you got to think about it, dude. The quality of the shirts and his merch, dude, is all high quality, and you get it for, I mean, you can't get many shirts at the quality that he has it for $10 or a hoodie for $20 or a mask for $5.
Yeah, I've seen masks.
Keychains for $1, dude. Them keychains for $1, dude. Like them keychains, I still got mine. The RTR, the Run This Ring keychain.
Yeah, I got free stickers because I know somebody. I'm just saying.
Man, I got almost Dude, I got almost all the Atlas Hightower merch, and I'm ready to buy some more, actually.
Yeah, I got lucky and got my stickers for free.
Ain't nothing like free 99, brother. Ain't nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, oh. And I got the whole variation, and you know. So I was like, oh, yeah. I stuck them all on my window.
Dude, but we're just...
Run this ring.
Exactly. That's my whole back. The back of my windshield on my Jeep, dude, is like so covered in stickers. And but we're lucky enough to know some great people like those wrestlers. You know what I'm saying? And the promoters that we do know and that we do get to hang around and be under a learning tree from.
Yeah, that's
weird.
Yeah, definitely.
We're lucky.
The biggest gift I've had from professional wrestling, like, you know, getting to spend so much time with Matt and Briar, people that been in the business, promoted the business, wrestled in the business.
Like Briar, dude, I remember, I'm going to tell you one of the first stories I remember. Well, not one of the first. I want to say, yeah, one of the first times, like, my earliest memories with Briar, dude, was I remember one time we was at an Evolve show over there in, I want to say, Middle Belt, Livonia area. But we were, it was me, Zeke, and Briar and Rachel were there. We were all separate, but, you know, and Briar's like, hey, dude, he's like, before the main event, which was Austin Theory versus Adam Cole, which I am on the network at that Evolve show. I was recording Adam Cole, making his entrance. But anyway, long story short, Briar was like, hey, he's like, do you want to go outside and put flyers on people's car? I'm like, man, I was like, fuck it, let's do it. But, you know, we both know what the consequences are. If we get caught, we're going to get a big-ass fucking ticket or get a fucking wrestler for fucking loitering in a fucking show. And that shit was just funny because we stuck fucking flyers on everybody's fucking car. Could have been even
That's
Adam Cole's car that we put one on. Shit.
Yeah, unfortunately, he didn't come to the show, though.
No, he didn't. And you know what? Dude? I remember when I first started the Deathmatch podcast, I was trying to interview Adam Cole that night, and he told me no, that he couldn't because he was under contract with WWE or NXT or whatever. And then I could have interviewed before I'm such a dumbass because before I interviewed, was trying to interview Adam Cole, I could have interviewed Shotzi Blackheart, which is right now current NXT Women's Tag Team Champion, one half. And I did, and I gave up that opportunity to try to go with Adam Cole.
Well, hey.
Yep.
You take chances in life, right? And that's a commodity that some people don't understand is time. You had that time to spend. You had to spend it here or spend it there.
Right, yeah, for sure, dude. For sure. But over there at Knockouts and Three Counts, Kyle, he ended up getting that interview with Shotzi Blackheart, so... But I was like, man, I could not, you know, but shit happens.
Hey.
It was funny, though.
Right?
FIO, you know?
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. FIO, Steven Rivera.
Mr. Steven Rivera, the human amplifier.
That's right.
And Mr. Mr. Giorgio.
Yes, definitely a thorn in Atlas Tower's side.
Yes.
And we support Atlas Tower, so. I said
that's
all that to say,
right,
fuck you,
Rivera.
We're fucking over Atlas Hightower.
Fuck Rivera for that shit.
Yeah.
And shout out to our brother, Mr. 123 Zeke, bro.
Yes.
Shout out to him and shout out to... to our brother Jason Powell. Shout out to everybody that's listening right now. Man, we love you guys, and thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah, and shout out to Coco. We had him and
Mr.
his queen
T-Wear
with us on our bonus show, our WrestleMania pre-show that we had live from the,
with the queen.
Royal Oak Imagine Theater.
The queen.
Yeah, we got our man. He almost spilled the beans with the TV booth thing, man.
Right, he almost spilled those. Man, don't say it so loud. Listen, look, listen. T-Wear might be listening. The queen might be listening, so don't give up the beans on the TV booth. Your TV boo, not his TV boo.
Yeah, I think she should be taking her evening nap. She was taking her evening nap when he was on with us on the other bonus episode that we had on that Tuesday there.
Yeah. But you're the peasant, not me. You didn't redeem yourself.
True.
I did.
That's true.
You
I did redeem myself, and I am definitely the peasant. I definitely had more predictions that the queen did not please the queen. Indeed,
and I'm pretty sure she did. I'm pretty sure it did, and she did not like it at all. So, Greg, you are the peasant of the T-Web family.
I am definitely the peasant.
Well, in the eyes of the queen, because our brother Coco T. Ware is the man.
I'm going
to drop this down. Mr. T. Ware, man, we could use Mr. T. Ware right about now to speak on the matches that he thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, we actually, I don't know if we still do. I meant to say a minute ago, we may have a caller on the line, somebody you actually gave a shout out to.
Oh man, let's hear it. Let's see who's gonna be on.
Let me see here. But we'll wait a second, see if that comes through. But Friday night, Horror Slam, pro wrestling, be there, man. It's going to be a hell of a card. That's actually
Victory Gym in Brownstown. Make sure you make your way. If you love pro wrestling and you love deathmatch wrestling, you love blood, you love just a great storyline, head out to Horror Slam right there in Victory Gym tomorrow night. And got confirmation that our brother, the Coco T-Web, will be on the line in a few minutes, daddy.
And speaking of on the line with us, our biggest fan, my man,
Mr.
Jason Powell.
What's up, brother?
Maybe I lied.
I don't know where he went, but he's been waiting for a little bit, so maybe he stepped away for a moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Man, gave up on
this hearing your voice, brother Martez, man, we know that you're here because the show is not botching.
Oh man,
yeah,
y'all
don't have to speak for us to know you're here. The fact that the show is running smooth and everything, that's Martez.
The theme song played. That's
louder,
how I knew.
Louder than the show. Is Martez speaking by how well we are being heard. Thanks.
Are you welcome.
We've
Thanks.
Always appreciated you. I appreciate you on another level. Now that I've tried to do what you do, and you produce shows that you're on, and that's impressive because I happen to know firsthand that's not entirely the easiest thing to do.
Hey, well, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you, Greg, and you, Southwest, for putting me over. But you guys did a good job the last few weeks and on Sunday, so I'm going to put you guys over.
Oh,
man.
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you.
And, yeah, Coco. Thank you for a great party Sunday night, man. You were
such an awesome host. The party was awesome. Everything, man. Right.
Honestly, I was a stressed out host, you know. I'm gonna be honest with you, I was a little stressed out. Hopefully the next event will be a little bit different, but I'm happy with Sunday. It wasn't the turnout that I was hoping for, but it is what it is. But I'm glad you guys were there, and it turned out to be a good event. But the next event is going to be a little bit more unique. That's the plans. But enough about me. I'm going to let you guys get back to the show.
There's a little taste for you. The next event is going to be more unique. So I'm excited to get, you know, more information in the coming future. We'll be talking about the Detroit Wrestling Connection next event. And so stay
money
tuned
in the bank
on the Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash for more details on the next Detroit Wrestling Connection event.
Well, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I was just reading this. You know that Blue Ribbon beer? They said that they signed Samoa Joe and Chelsea Green.
Wow.
I'm about to read the rest.
That didn't take long.
No, not at all.
Yeah. It can't be.
It says WWE has released Joe today, but it seems that his services has already been acquired by another company. It says that Pabst Blue Ribbon sent out a very interesting tweet. I'm trying to find that tweet, but it's not coming up. Oh,
yeah.
It says we signed Joe and Chelsea Green. That's all that says. It doesn't say for what.
Samoa Joe wasn't going to be unemployed very long, and he's not going to be.
No.
I don't know if it's a WWE doctors won't clear him thing, or is he done? Is his body done? Because, dude, he's been doing it at the highest level for a long time. He just, you know, didn't get the exposure until later in his career. But I'm interested to see if Samoa Joe's going to, you know, start wrestling when he goes somewhere else, much like going way back, Randy Savage. He's like, you know, they stuck him behind the announce desk. He, you know, he laid out a feud with Shawn Michaels where he, you know, put over Shawn.
No, for sure, dude. And to be honest, if Samoa Joe really wanted to do this, and if he didn't really want to wrestle no more and he wanted to do an announcement thing, like being a color commentator, it doesn't have to be just for wrestling. I bet you, and I can guarantee you, if he was to go to, like, ESPN or any sports, you know, table, that he can actually do that. Because he's great at the fucking table. He's not just great in the ring. He's great at the table. He got the mouthpiece to do anything that he wants and in any sport that he would want to do.
Yeah, Samoa Joe is I think he has more in the tank. I think it's a WWE doctor thing. Like, I mean,
no,
thing.
For sure. It's a WWE thing, and I agree with you. But if he's going to go to the ring, if he's going to get back into the ring, I think he needs to do it either in Ring of Honor, which Ring of Honor right now is, like, not a struggling company, but as, you know.
They can't afford.
No.
It'll be AEW.
No, they absolutely can. They absolutely can. Them or Impact can absolutely bring Samoa Joe back. Because my thing is Hey, hold on, Brother Greg. I got to stop you right here because our brother, Mr. Coco T-Ware, is on the line. What's going on, Mr. T-Ware? Welcome back to the show.
What's happening, brothers? Brother Day-Day, Brother Mark, Brother Mark here. It's the black man, Coco T-Ware, the founder and leader of K-Fate, the People's Band. So happy to hear from you all again.
Yes, sir. Likewise, brother, we're glad to have you back on the show, and what a weekend we had this past Sunday, wouldn't you say?
Oh,
man,
it was a phenomenal weekend from Saturday to Sunday. And just to let you guys know, on Saturday, Brother Matez came to our house, came to the house of kayfabe, came to the black man's domicile. He was here with the family. Mama T. Ware was in the kitchen burning, baby, making her world famous baked spaghetti daddy. And then Sunday, we went here to the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak, had a wonderful time. And then to make the event even more sweeter, the black man brought his main squeeze, the Khaleesi Kayfabe Sensational Suite, did it. And she graced y'all with her presence. Did she not?
She did.
Yes, she
indeed.
Did. She did indeed, and what a treat it was.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Had a little bit of heat with her. Had a little bit of heat with the queen. I did.
Yeah, you're still the peasant of the T-Ware family, according to the queen. You are the peasant, Mr. Mott.
Yes, sir. You was a sincere trouble, Brother Mott, but hey, I wasn't that far off the list because you had to move on to the main event real quick because I started talking about my TV boom, Nia Jax, and you know the preacher don't like that. The sensational one can't stand that. The Khaleesi, okay, but she can't stand that there. Thank God she's upstairs hanging out with all her royal friends and things.
I told Brother Mark, he almost spilled the beans. I said, man, you can't spill the beans on his TV boo because he might be listening and the queen might be next to him. And if he spills the beans, our brother T-Way will be in trouble in hot, hot water.
I told you, it was her evening nap time, man. The queen's taking her evening nap.
Oh, brother, I was just 2 steps away of sleeping in the other room. Let me tell you that now.
Oh, man.
Boy, oh, boy.
See, we don't want that.
I seen the queen raise her an eyebrow, and then I seen those eyebrows starting to head down towards her eyeballs, and, man, I did the only thing I could do is change the subject, eh?
Hey, see, Fester, you guys caught me in the middle of working on my bass guitar because I'm too busy. I'm not going to end this conversation soon or nothing like that because I'm going to be playing all night, baby. But I'm in here practicing in the lab, working on some music, getting ready. I'm just shameless plug, but in July 10th, baby, I'm having a backyard birthday party bash for yours truly.
Uh-oh.
I'm turning the big score, baby.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
And we will be there.
Yes, sir. And we're going to play live music, baby. I'm going to have all my family members, friends, and cousins come through. We're going to get some barbecue. We're going to get some eating real good, drinking some pop and all that good stuff. And I'm going to have a good old time. We're going to play all kinds of music at this party. We're going to play some music from my days with my family. We had our gospel band of Ratchet Slayers. And then me and my brother and my little nephew, we're going to get together and do a little bit of something, something. And then the main event, baby, the main event, daddy, we're going to debut Kayfabe, the People's Band, for the first time ever. It's going to be phenomenal, baby. I'm telling y'all that right now. And then after that, we're going to get the town rocking. And maybe, just maybe, if I can flip this out here, if it's cool, Brother Myself, you might catch us performing at the next watch party. You never know. But you might catch us performing at the next watch party, baby. You just get ready. You never know what might happen. Kayfabe just may pop up and steal the show, daddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can believe you're still on the show and your music, man, that we've been watching this whole WrestleMania past week.
That's
oh, yeah.
Right.
See, people forgot about that WrestleMania thing.
Plug the Facebook page, Coco.
Oh, so the Facebook page, Kayfabe, the People's Band. That's right. KAYFABE : the PPLSBAND. All one word, baby. That's where you need to go on Facebook and Twitter and the Instagram. That's right. But we're having
right,
a good time.
Right.
All last week, I mean, WrestleMania, we got a full Friday.
I was checking your
stuff out
when you put us up on it when we had that bonus show there a few weeks ago. And, man,
It's awesome stuff. Actually, you mentioned the gospel music. It's a little known fact about me. Day-Day can attribute to this. I primarily listen to gospel music, actually. So, man, that sounds like a lot of fun, man. Music of all kinds. A little, like we were talking about earlier, that, you know, a little something for everybody's taste. That, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Exciting time here. What is that, July 10th?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. 4 days after my birthday, which is July the 6th, but that's on a weekday. Ain't nothing fun on no weekday, baby. So give me the earliest, the next Saturday. And we don't want to do it on the 4th of July because so much is going on. And matter of fact, one of my aunties was born on the 4th of July. So that's a big birthday bash for her. I can't miss that. So on Saturday, July the 10th, it's going to be a backyard party at my house, and we're going to get down in Chinatown, baby, like Bad Leroy Brown. And we're going to play some dope wrestling things from the past and maybe some from the present. And we're going to get to all this thing worked out, and it's going to be phenomenal. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Hey, Brother Greg.
Birthday bash, baby.
Hey, Brother Greg, if that sounds like a good time in the Brothers of Don Georgie, give me a, oh, yeah.
That's actually, Day-Day might not make it. Because that time, hey, your son could share a birthday with Coco T.
Yes, that is actually right.
My granddaughter is due right around the same time. That first, second week of July, going to be babies everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Congratulations.
That's
right. That is phenomenal. That's a blessing. Just name the baby after me. Hi, that's what I'm talking about. anyway.
I'm going to name it Coco King.
Anyway. There we go. Coco would be so proud.
I'm going to let him know where his name came from.
His daughter Coco.
Coco T. Hey, Coco T. Junior. That's just gonna be his name, Coco T. Junior.
I hear that, man. That's something.
Well,
that'd
she's
be
a
something.
Girl. Coco works for a girl.
Yeah,
right?
It does actually.
It works wonderfully for a young lady. That's right. It goes It's a great unisex name. It can go for a guy, go for a girl. I mean, you had that baseball player, okay. Coco Crisp. You had my kayfabe daddy, Coco Beware, the Birdman himself, all that good stuff. So, yeah, absolutely. It worked. Coco Chanel.
The original Birdman.
That's right. The original Birdman. So, dig this here, man. Let me tell y'all, that was a wonderful experience at the Imagine Theater watching WrestleMania Night 2. In the movie theater in those plush, comfortable seats, making them real adjustable, eating all the good snacks and all that good stuff. And I agree with y'all, Brother Montez was a gracious host. We had a phenomenal time together. It was fantastical. And I can't wait for us to do something like that again, because I think it's going to be more people they missed out. We got to help Brother Montez get that word out to everybody, every Facebook group that's related to wrestling in the Detroit area. Tell them they need to come out. Don't miss out on something like this, because it'll be a phenomenal time.
And a phenomenal time it was, man. Like you were speaking about all the snacks, man. We was eating popcorn, pizza. We was eating candy and pop.
That
yes,
barbecue chicken
kids in elementary school.
Barbecue chicken pizza was absolutely awful. That barbecue sauce was so sweet. It was like, what the fuck is this? Dessert? Like, chicken don't go on dessert. They are. Yeah. I have a piece of pizza. And I'm like, oh, that's some pretty good pizza. And we're ordering, and my wife's looking. And I was like, you know, that Marcella had pizza, some pretty good pizza. And she's like, oh, barbecue chicken pizza. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. Not great, for the record. And that's a lesson that I learned. Places like, there's a place in Troy. There, you go there for tacos. That's a taco spot. Like, you don't fuck with it. You go there for what you're going there for. Don't start fucking around ordering other shit. You'll be disappointed, you know?
This is no different. Don't fix what ain't broke. You know the pizza is good. The regular, just go with the regular pizza. It was good.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's right. Those nachos were phenomenal too. By the way, the Khaleesi went and got us the Ultimate Nachos. I thought that was a perfect name for like Ultimate Warriors, and that was pretty good. That wasn't bad at all, baby. That was some good stuff. The candy was really good. The popcorn wasn't bad at all. That was pretty good. I mean, it was a lot of good stuff at that movie theater.
Yeah,
I'm amazed that the black man stayed up.
They layered the butter up real nice, and it's nice and buttery all the way through. So they are.
Yeah,
that
was
definitely on point.
I actually agree with you guys, man, because the candy was nice and fresh, too. The candy, I had some, the sweet tart ropes, whatever that was. The Nerds ropes, sweet tart ropes, whatever it was.
Yes, those
that
are good. Let me tell
you, Brother Montez, for the whole thing, man. Brother Montez,
you're
the man. And
let me tell you this about those sweet tart ropes. You getting robbed, baby. We getting robbed. We spending $4-5 for that candy. You can go to the dollar store and get that for $1, baby.
Yeah,
exactly. I got a dollar store right up the street from me.
I'm that guy that will smuggle pocketfuls of, you know, gimmicks into the movies. Like,
guys, that's what we're going to have to do. We going to say this online, but we won't say this at the theater. That's what we going to do next time. We going to smuggle in all that candy and all them drinks. Because between us,
the popcorn, you got to get that there. But the Reese's Pieces and the Whoppers and the Milk Duds, man, like Coco said, you buy them boxes from the
dollar store,
man. Yeah,
for a dollar.
For a dollar.
No, you know, but them drinks were goddamn expensive, too. Them drinks, man, were... Jesus Lord.
Those things were as big as a whale.
You got to get the refunds or the refill sizes. That's the key.
Yeah.
And, you know, you pair up. And so you got to get that, make it economically desirable.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
That's why I like going to MJI theaters a little more than I do anything else, because the prices are generally reasonable. It's not as expensive. That's what I like about getting the food. The popcorn is phenomenal. You get those different cheeses. You can add. That's one of my favorite things. Me and the Khaleesi at KPEC, we love doing that when we go to the movie theater. And I'm looking forward. As a matter of fact, Mortal Kombat is coming out this week. It's happening already in the movie theaters. So we're going to go slide out to the movie.
You
I don't want to watch them.
Check out
Mortal Kombat. What's that?
Drive-ins, here I come.
Coco, you should come to check out Horror Slam Friday night. You'll love it.
Oh, man, that would be interesting. Horror Slam. Now, I've never been to the Horror Slam event, but I always see the advertisement. I see videos here and there. Now, I'm going to let you all in on some. The black man ain't that crazy about all the thumbtacks and the staples and all the blood and gore, because they get wild and nasty in the match.
Brother T. You got to give it a chance. You got to give it a chance live. If you don't give it a chance live, brother, you're missing out. You know your brother. You like Brother Church Time, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, yeah, you got to watch Church Time get bloody, brother. That it's nothing like a death match. It doesn't happen every month, you know. It's something to treat yourself with. You get a little gush, you get a little blood, you get a little wrestling all into it. You throw it all together, man. Death match is where it's at if you want to treat yourself to an old school, somewhat of a WWF hardcore match.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. I don't know when. I don't know if we'll be able to go to this event, but I will go to maybe one of the next two. Because I'm going to give it a shot. Because I'm going to tell you now, the black man's going to turn away like, oh, man, I hope I hope that didn't get into my hot dog or in my tips or my pizza. That's gonna ruin a black man's appetite. And I'm a big man and I like things. You feel what I'm saying?
For me,
man, I'm
it's
gonna
not,
start. If you wanna check, look, if you wanna check out some of the death match. If you want to check out any of death matches before you go to an event, check out Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube. That's my channel.
Gotcha. Will do.
And there's some awesome matches on there. Check out Slack and Eric Ryan.
I especially.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Some good Jeff King stuff. Some good Peter B. Beautiful and Chuck Stein. Peter B. Beautiful and Chuck Stein have had some wars at Horror Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those two are hardcore legends. I've seen them in action. Man, oh, man. It's like they do that stuff
they
in their sleep. I don't...
Perfect enemy.
There's a match that they did. It was a no ropes barbed wire match. That match was crazy.
Interesting.
It's going to be one of those stories that goes on forever, the Peter B. Beautiful, Chuck Stein, you know, saga.
That's like, to be honest, for me, to be honest, that's like the Stone Cold and Rock of Horror Slam.
Of Detroit Deathmatch Wrestling, that is our Rock and Austin.
Interesting.
Sure.
Okay. When you put it that way, that definitely makes more sense to me, and that makes it a little more palatable. So, yeah, I'm going to have to definitely check that out, because I know the fans are real hardcore, and I know that, and they love their indie wrestling. That's what I love about indie wrestling in general. The enthusiasm that comes from those fans alone makes me want to stay. It makes me want to watch it all the way through. So I'm definitely going to give it a chance. Sooner, if not later.
Every match isn't that way. There's usually just maybe three matches on the card that are, you know, death matches, and the rest are, you know, good. When deathmatch wrestling is done well by professionals, it tells its own story, and it's, you know, really fun. Again, for me, it's not an everyday thing, but it's a fun attraction. I appreciate it for what it is, which is another genre of wrestling.
I totally get it.
But, yeah, guys, we're almost out of time. I hate to say that, and I hate to say that. But,
man,
Brother Cheeseware, always welcome to join the show. And next time, I think we should bring on the queen to grace the presence of the show.
Oh, buddy. Let's see what happens maybe on next Thursday. Because I think next Thursday would be perfect for her because, see, right now, she's playing what they call Dungeons and Dragons with some of her lore subjects. She's a gracious one. I mean, she may came off maybe as a little aloof and maybe a little above us, but every now and again she gets on the people's level and she does some community service out there. So right now she's up there playing Dungeons and Dragons with some of her lore subjects. But on next week she'll have a 1 week pause. So I'll probably encourage the Sensational One to get on the horn. And grace you one. Well, she would call you peasants, but I wouldn't call you peasants. If you guys are good brothers, but you know, she is the fire singer, fire bringer. She is the royalty of Kayfabe the People's Band. So hey, we just all got to roll with it. We can't fight royalty. You feel what I'm saying?
I agree with you 100%. I don't want to be the peasant in the doghouse.
Absolutely.
So, Brother T. we got the confirmation for next week, and we can't wait to have both of you guys on and grace the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on, brother.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you all for reaching out, befriending me, befriending the band, and all that good stuff. And so we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. This is going to be a wonderful year for wrestling, as we can see already. And it's going to be a wonderful, great roaring back, if you will. And it's going to be some good stuff. This year and the years to come, fellas. It's a wonderful time to be a wrestling fan. Let me tell you that right now.
And I agree with you 100% on that, Brother T. Ware. And on that note, I've been the Southwest Texan J.D. Cruz with my brother Greg DeMarc and Brother T. Ware. and we will see you guys next week.
Yes, we did it.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they.